Democrats and Republicans each spent most of their first conference committee trumping up their own budgets and disparaging the other side's, but neither party offered to take anything off the table. Senate Democratic Majority Leader Judy Robson told her colleagues that health care was a problem they could no longer ignore, and that a final budget should include the universal health care plan passed by her members.
We're not coming to this table with any bottom lines, but I do want you to know that the Senate Democrats feel very strongly about providing a change to the way we deliver health care. We can no longer sustain this system. It's broken.
Senator Russ Decker said he and his fellow Democrats were dead dog serious about their health care plan. Democrat Bob Jauch called it sincere and said the budget passed by Assembly Republicans was simplistic and spiteful. The comments prompted Assembly Speaker Mike Hipsch to note, with a hint of sarcasm, that the committee was getting off to an auspicious start. He criticized Democrats for raising billions in taxes to pay for their plans and said the committee couldn't move forward till members figured out how much money they had to work with.
I am adamant on the fact that we need to determine how much we're going to spend. There is an enormous gap here. Figure out how much we are going to spend, and then we can begin to build this budget. But it's clear that that is not something you wish to discuss.
Democrats and Republicans left the conference table right where they started, about $10 billion apart. The new fiscal year officially started July 1st, but in Wisconsin, last year's budget carries over until a new one passes. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.